Well, it wouldn't be a mush, but it would become a solidified substance,
mm-hmm.
like mush, but it had this pork meat in it, see?
Yeah.
And it was very good to
say
fried.
Yeah, that was quite fried. I suppose you put some, did you pour anything over it?
You could use syrup on it if you wanted to. I didn't care for syrup on it because it was too meaty for me, and I don't like sweets with meat.
I see.
But it was very good with butter on it.
Yes, I can believe that.
Yeah, very good.
Well, now, do you remember a preparation that had liver in it and was cooked?
I think they used to make what they call a liverwurst. Some kind. I don't remember. I remember seeing it, but I don't remember ever eating it. Never sounded very appetizing to me.
Well, and along this line, how about similar thing but made mostly of blood?
Yeah, the Germans were great people to make what they call blood pudding.
Uh-huh.
A blood pudding that was quite. That was mostly German people that did that thing.
Well, now your own background is what?
My nationality?
Uh-huh.
Well, I. My.
Of course, you've got two sides, like everybody else.
Yeah, my mother's folks were German.
Uh-huh.
And not until a few years ago did I find out what really was. What nationality it was. I couldn't find it any place, and Mildred and I had talked about this cousin of mine, or second cousin, that did a lot of genealogy work.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't find where the name came from. And I happened to be in Buffalo, New York here 4 or 5 years ago, and the neighbor lady who lived right next door to my cousin, her name was her husband was an attorney there in East Aurora. That's about 25 miles southeast of Buffalo. And she came over one day, and I had never met her, and my cousin introduced me to her. And I asked her, she spoke just a little broken French, nothing noticeable hardly. But I asked her where her home was, if it had always been. Oh no, she said, my home is up in Canada. And I said, well, where in Canada did you live? And she said, well, I lived about 30 miles west of Halifax. Well, I said, up in Nova Scotia. She said, yes. And I said, well, and she said, my name used to be. I said, oh, it did. She said, yes. I said, well, I said, maybe you could help me out. I said, what nationality is? She said, it's French. She said, you go up around Nova and Halifax there and any place in Nova Scotia, and you'll find the name. Is a very common name, just as common as Smith and Jones is down here. Now, wasn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
And it is a French name. And I said, how do you pronounce it? She says, in France.
Well, that's...
So I laughed, and I told Mary Lou and Cal, I said, boy, I said, had to come clear to Buffalo, New York to find out what nationality, or what my father's descendants were, and they were French.
Well,
so I'm a. I often laugh and say, "Well, I guess I'm an Alsace-Lorrainian."
Besides being a Hoosier.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, now that's interesting. I'm glad we got that worked in there. That's helpful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.